Now, the European institutions, the Council of Europe and the European Union, are funding this project. Given the information that you've already collated, what is the value for money that these institutions get from their support of edge riders?
Without a doubt, the value for money is in having a lot of first-hand testimonies on how the transition of youth really looks like from the point of view of the youth. You see, the way we do policy in Europe, not only the European level, but also the national level, I've been involved in some of that in Italy, is that, of course, you need to have some kind of representative of the people who are the object of policy, or target of policy, at the table. And in a world which is informationally complex, traditionally you rely on some kind of representation mechanism. And that representation mechanism is famously broken, because it is completely impossible, even for the best-meaning stakeholder representative, to collate all of the wealth of knowledge, information, and wishes of the people that they are supposed to represent. Now, with the internet, we can do away with this bottleneck, for the simple reason that people can just walk in and start interacting. We have an interactive platform that sifts through the information and avoids chaos. In this way, the policy making of the institution becomes much more informed, much more finely grained informed, I would say.
Is there no way of getting this information without funding a project over 1 year, such as Edge Riders?
You could do it in a completely, let's say, passive way. For example, some colleagues of mine are working on what they call sentiment analysis, where the idea is that you would not engage any person directly, but you would just sift through, you know, social networks, online fora, whatever, and you would try to catch, using semantic analysis software, what people are thinking about, say, privacy issues. However, in my opinion, this method lacks a very important part, which is policy as agency. When you participate in designing policy as a citizen, I think you should know you are. It's not just a matter of somebody, you know, listening to what you're saying to your friends and deriving some kind of conclusions from that. It should be that you are asked directly. So let's work on this topic together. And you should be, in my opinion, allowed to bring out the best in you. The stuff that we say, when we go down to the pub to our friends, is not necessarily the same stuff that we want to say in a formal consultation process. Now, what projects like Edge Riders allow us to do is to do massive consultation projects and collaborative design projects.
Clearly, Edge Riders is also an example of the success of crowdsourcing. For other people who are interested in using social media or the online experience to encourage people to participate, what advice would you give them?
The rule book for doing crowdsourcing projects is not written yet. People are trying to make it up as they go, present company included. There are a lot of strong intuitions at an empirical level, but very little in terms of hard science that can guide you. If I had to give one piece of advice to somebody doing a crowdsourced project, I would say try to fall in love with your community, which is not hard, because, you know, people interacting in a constructive way is always a very, very uplifting spectacle to behold. So basically, you are in there, you interact with them, you use your own platform, you don't try to put yourself as an external organizer, facilitator, viewer, but you try to see yourself at least in part as a member of a community among the others, and you leave out the project as they do.